Dear Cheap Astronomy, why does the moon rust? Well, only bits of it do, and it's not really rust. It's really hematite, an iron oxide, which will only form in the presence of oxygen. So there's plenty of it on Earth, but its presence on the moon is a bit curious. But firstly, let's get the facts straight. Hematite isn't really rust. It's chemically similar, Fe2O3, but actual rust is a hydrated form of this molecule, meaning it also needs water to form. On Earth, hematite often does form in the presence of water, but it doesn't have to. Off Earth, hematite often forms without water, notably on Mars, which doesn't have much water or much oxygen. What Mars does have is a CO2 atmosphere, even if a very thin one. It's thought that Mars's hematite mostly formed during volcanic activity, where very hot, iron-containing rock reacted with the CO2 atmosphere, essentially pulling the oxygen out of the CO2 and locking it into hematite. We've also found trace amounts of hematite on asteroids, where it's thought a few trace water molecules might have released their oxygen after a micrometeoroid impact. Anyway, there is hematite on the moon. Not all that much in total, but it's curious that there is more on the near side than on the far side. The current explanation for this phenomenon is that a small amount of oxygen is being transported to the moon from the Earth's upper atmosphere. It's thought that this mostly happens in a 5-day window of the moon's orbit around the Earth when it passes through the Earth's magnetotail. This is where the Earth's magnetosphere is pushed back by the solar wind into a teardrop shape, where the magnetotail is the stretched out bit that always points away from the sun. So, for about 5 days in the moon's 27-day orbit around the Earth, the moon is in the Earth's magnetotail. This has two effects. One is that a few stray oxygen ions or molecules from our upper atmosphere are pushed into the magnetotail by the solar wind and hence transported to the moon as it passes through the magnetotail. Secondly, as the moon passes through the magnetotail, it is briefly shielded from the solar wind. This is apparently just as important, since the solar wind is composed of free protons and electrons, where free protons are hydrogen ions, which will block oxidation reactions, including hematite formation. Indeed, a lot of the hematite formed in the 5-day window might be subsequently deoxidized, which is also known as reduced, when the moon is once again exposed to the solar wind. This is likely why most of the hematite that's been detected is near the lunar poles. That's where you're more likely to get shadowing from both the solar wind and also the sun's radiation. For that same reason, that's where we also find most signs of water, which we are hoping will turn out to be big chunks of extractable ice sitting in shadowed craters. And is there enough hematite concentrated at the poles to mine? No. It's actually the case that over 99% of the moon's surface accessible iron content isn't hematite anyway, remembering there isn't much oxygen on the moon and there is lots of solar wind. So, while we wouldn't bother with hematite, we could extract iron from other lunar rocks and regolith, at least we could with a lot of energy-intensive processing. So, at the end of the day, hematite just makes for an interesting side story about oxygen transport from the Earth to the Moon.